The source of all the rulings are the ayat that are called muhkamat. And muhkam refers to something that is decisive. It's literally telling you something. It's decisive. Wa ukharu, Allah is telling us, other ayat are mutashabihat. Mutashabih, it's, we don't know what it means. We may never know what it means. And that's Allah showing us his power over us. He doesn't have to, we don't have to understand everything he says. And we may be of a level of iman and intellect and understanding of Arabic that is low, and it went over our heads. It's very possible. There are some ayat we'll never ever have a certainty of knowledge of what it is, and those are the huruf al-muqatta'at. Alif, lam, mim. So we know that they're letters, but why are they there? What do they mean? What is the benefit of reciting alif, lam, mim? Could there possibly be a spiritual benefit to that? Allah knows best. Because we know that words have impacts on life. The words that we utter has, just like you take a pill, your body feels better. You can take a set of pills, could transform a family. If there's a dad who's a little bit mentally off, he takes some mental health pills or whatever, psychiatrist gives him some pills, he's better. The whole family improves, right? So we know that about little pieces of pills. So words, we know, have impacts. If you learn the right words, you can be a great salesman. If you learn the right words, you could be a great husband. So words have a lot of... Now imagine when the word comes from Allah. So we know for sure there's a benefit to it. But we just don't know what the benefit is. And we don't know exactly what the meaning is. Many scholars and tabi'een have speculated as to the meaning. The ayat al-mutashabihat, we know for sure alif lam mim is mutashabih. Al-mutashabih, nobody should devote excess amounts of time to it or much amount of time to it, because at the end of the day, Allahu A'lam, and definitely for sure, in this era that we're living in, there should be no division amongst the ummah over mutashabihat. I mean, look at what's actually happening in life. And there is a group of people in every generation who have their priorities off, and they go deep into these mutashabihat, and they establish their aqidah based on mutashabihat. Don't be amongst them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith Sahih Muslim, قالت تلا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ. As for those people who have in their heart some crookedness, there's something wrong with his heart. He has a spiritual problem. The Prophet didn't say he's ignorant. The Prophet didn't say he made a mistake. The Prophet brought the root of the matter to his heart. Now, there could be a scholar, a righteous person, who makes a mistake about the mutashabihat, but it would be something that he gave a small amount of his attention to, and he made a mistake. No problem there. But what the Prophet, what the ayah says here, these people have crookedness in their heart. What do they do? فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَبَهَ مِنْ. They're always talking about the mutashabih. Why are you always talking about something that's unclear to us all? Because of a sickness in the heart. Ibtigha al-fitna. They like division. They like to divide up the ummah. They like fitna. Fitna here means division. And fitna here means confusion. Fitna can have a lot of words. Could mean killing. Could mean division. Could mean confusion. Wabtigha al-ta'wile. And they really want to know, and they're not satisfied. Just say, Allah knows best. Khalas. Even the mu'awwilin, the people who make ta'wil and say, well, it seems yadullahi ma'al jama'ah. Generally, it means Allah is with the group. The blessing of God is with the group. The hand of Allah is with the jama'ah. They say the blessing of Allah is with the group. Maybe. This is dhanni. This is ijtihad. Could be. But in general, there is a general agreement that that general verse refers to that. Last third of the night, Allah comes down to the lowest heavens. In general, we all know what it means. Allah, you're very close to Allah in the last third of the night. You don't need to ask and decipher into how does Allah come down? What is the nature of his coming down? And in our aqidah, you have to negate what is the muhkam verses, what the established verses, you have to negate that. All of what I'm saying and all of what I said about the bid'ah all has the same theme, is that Muslims have to unify on what is muhkam and recognize where there's differences and recognize what we'll never know. Everyone who says anything about the mutashabih must said, Allah knows best. We really don't know exactly what the truth is. We may know exactly what the truth is not. We definitely know what it is not, based on the muhkam. The muhkam is the decisive. So the vague or the unclear is interpreted vis-a-vis what's clear, not the other way around. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Only Allah knows its ta'wil. It's true meaning. So what do we mean by that? Only Allah knows with the absolute knowledge. Allah's knowledge is absolute. But scholars can know it, but recognizing that is speculative, right? Like I know, ulama may say, that, yeah, this is what it means. Yes, but he'll tell you with dhan, with ijtihad, right? With an effort to understand that could possibly be wrong, right? But we may feel like it's 99% true, correct. We go with it. But recognizing that it's by dhan. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ. And those with certain knowledge, they say, آمَنَّ بِي كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. It's all from our Lord and we believe in it. Whatever Allah meant by it is what we believe. That's what Imam al-Shafi'i says about such matters. So when we as Muslims have to elevate our discourse to realize that there are, shaitan tries to divide us up and divide up religious people and pious people by mutashabihat. Decisive verses and unknown verses. How could Allah send us a book and has things that are unknown? It's unknown because you're ignorant. That's why. You're the one speaking to you has so much more knowledge than you. And there is a wisdom why he kept it hidden. The wisdom why he kept it hidden is because it exposes those who have a sickness in their hearts. They keep plucking away at it. So it's a litmus test. The mutashabih is a litmus test. That's why Allah put them there. He put things there that we don't know and we cannot ever fully and absolutely know. We may have a theory about it. A dhanni ijtihadi speculation about it. But we'll never fully know. The reason is, by putting those verses there, Allah tells us, you will know the people who have certain knowledge, who have found strong foundation knowledge, and those whose hearts are crooked. The muhkam, it goes back to two meanings. Number one, that which the meaning is crystal clear. There's no discussion about it, right? Like, for example, let's just take this as a visual. This mic here is crystal clear in front of your eyes. The contents of this cup is not. Now, the contents of this cup is up for theory, speculation. You know it's not going to be like high C. Is that company still in business? Just sugar, water, and color. You know it's chance. Chances are 1% that no one's walking around with a coffee mug with high C in it, right? Chances are it's going to be coffee or tea, right? It's not going to be water. No one drinks water out of a mug like this. But nonetheless, you can speculate all you want, but you cannot know absolutely because you haven't seen it. You don't know it. So that's what he means here. The opposite of that is that which is crystal clear. There is no discussion that this is a mic. Can't have a discussion on it. If you have a discussion on it, you're playing dumb. You part from this. If anyone here says this is not a mic, he's playing dumb. You're being stupid and we're not talking to you anymore. You're out of the discussion. You're playing dumb. We call this in theology Ashabul Ahwa. We have plenty of that in our world today. I said it many times, transgenderism is the number one of these. Like, the guy is right in front of you. You know he's a guy. You cannot tell me he's not a guy, right? You are playing dumb. You're doing whatever you are, or you're ill. If you genuinely believe he's not a guy, you're ill. And mutashabih is that which could have different possibilities. So in that, it's the he's tucked in there dhanni texts, dhanni, which could have multiple possible meanings. We have to speculate as to which is which. And then there's the other branch of that is we definitely don't know what it is, like alif lam mim. The mutashabih is a word that actually has two different meanings. Like the qur' in the Arabic language can mean the blood of menstruation or the period of purity. The وَكَلَّذِي بِيَدْهِ عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ, the one in whose hand is the knot of marriage. Is it, we're talking about the husband? Or are you talking about the wali? Are talking about the woman herself? Could be different opinions on that. These words could have multiple meanings. And another example is the attributes of Allah Ta'ala, which would indicate that he's like his creation in having limits, in having a direction, and having a location. We know Allah created all locations, and he didn't change before or after creation, so we cannot be in, it would be rationally impossible for Allah to be the creator and not change and yet be in a location. It's inconceivable. Okay. Do the rasikhina bil ilm, do they know the meaning of these mutashabih or not? And is war rasikhuna fil ilm atifa am la? It says here, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ. So is, no one knows its true meaning except Allah and the people who are firmly grounded in knowledge? Or no one knows its meaning except Allah, period. And this is وَاوُ الْإِسْتِئْنَافِ. وَاوُ الْإِسْتِئْنَافِ means the وَاوُ that begins a new sentence. Now this is something you could learn. When you see وَاوُ in the Quran, firstly, you have 19 possibilities. I'll just give you three. Are the most common ones. Number one, qasam, an oath. Wallahi. Number two, atf, adding a list. لا يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم. No one knows its meaning except Allah and those who have firm foundations in knowledge. Or istinaf means literally instead of a period, they just put well in front of the next sentence. In Arabic, they didn't have periods. So they put well in front of the next sentence. So, لا يعلم تأويله إلا الله. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. No one knows its meaning except Allah, period. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّ بِهِ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. New sentence. Those who are firmly founded in knowledge, firmly grounded in knowledge, they say, it's all from our Lord, we believe in it. So here it's unknown. It's up to, both possibilities are there. Okay? يَحْتَمِلَ الْمَعْنَيَيْنِ. It could be وَاوَ الْعَطْفِ and وَاوَ الْإِسْتِئْنَافِ. Okay. Well, nobody should get emotionally attached to an interpretation ever. And that's the from the tricks of shaitan and jahl. You get emotionally attached to an interpretation. To what point? You can love it as much as you can. We love our madhahib, we love our shayukh. But you don't have discord, division, or you separate the brothers accordingly. That would be a trick of Iblis. The whole point of today's session, Muhkam Mutashabih, yesterday on Bid'ah, the other day, is to show where there is room, and you can love an opinion all you want, but you cannot separate from your brothers. You definitely cannot have tashajur and should not have argumentation. It should, no trick of Iblis is to get you on what is mukhtalaf fihi, what is differed upon.